Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours.
Today is March 2nd, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Deepfakes impersonate bosses. AI unmasks pseudonymous users. Airtel joins Google to curb RCS spam. OpenAI's rushed defense deal. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. Fraudsters use AI deepfakes to stage whole video conferences and have stolen millions from unsuspecting employees. 40% of mid-sized firms already use AI, and 21% plan to, a Karlsruhe study found. Bitkom says 81% cannot spot deepfakes, and 44% say they fell for one. Attackers run CEO fraud, impersonating executives in fake calls and staged meetings to press single employees into secret transfers. In 2024, fraudsters in Hong Kong used a fake video conference to steal 23 million euro. The EU AI regulation from 2024 places responsibility on employers and requires AI training under Article 4, but liability questions remain. Commercial AI models can identify pseudonymous internet users automatically for $1 to $4 per profile, researchers from ETH Zurich and Anthropic show. In an experiment, a multi-step pipeline matched around two-thirds of 338 Hacker News profiles to real people, with about 10% errors. The method reads informal forum text, distills occupational and personal clues, searches candidate databases, and ranks matches, sidestepping the need for structured data. Results extended to Reddit and the Anthropic Interviewer dataset. The authors warn this raises risks for dissidents, journalists, and consumers, while defensive options appear limited.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickert's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickert.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E.
Bharti Airtel is integrating its network-level spam filtering into Google's rich communication services in India to strengthen protections against unwanted messages and fraud. Persistent spam complaints forced Google to pause business promotions in 2022, and users still report spam on Google Messages. Airtel insisted that RCS traffic be routed through its spam controls before deeper alignment. The partnership combines Airtel's network intelligence with Google's RCS for real-time sender verification, spam detection, and enforcement of Do Not Disturb preferences. Airtel says its systems have blocked 71 billion spam calls and 2.9 billion spam messages, cutting fraud losses nearly 69%. Google may seek to extend this model beyond India. OpenAI reached a deal with the Department of Defense to deploy models in classified settings, a move CEO Sam Altman called definitely rushed with poor optics. The agreement followed failed Anthropic talks and a presidential order to stop using Anthropic's technology after a six-month transition. While the Secretary of Defense labeled Anthropic a supply chain risk, OpenAI said its models cannot be used for mass domestic surveillance, autonomous weapons, or high-stakes automated decisions, and that it enforces those limits through cloud-only deployment, cleared personnel in the loop, and contractual protections. Critics cited Executive Order 12,333 as a surveillance concern. Altman said the aim was de-escalation despite backlash.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.